Crazy Blues. The year was 1920, and think for a moment what had been happening. We've talked on this very program about the 1919 Seattle general strike, when workers took over and peacefully ran the entire city, about the Palmer raids that targeted immigrants and radicals that same year, about the dread inspired in the economic elites by the recent Russian Revolution, about the flu pandemic, an economic slump that followed World War I. All of this had profound implications for Black Americans. A labor shortage during the war brought Southern Blacks to the North, beginning what became known as the Great Migration. When the war ended and soldiers returned, there was competition for housing and jobs, as they had before the war with different ethnic groups. Employers deliberately pitted Black and white workers against each other. Some of the returning soldiers were Black combat veterans. In 1919, there were race riots against Blacks in 37 U.S. cities, with hundreds killed and dozens grotesquely lynched. For the first time since Reconstruction, Blacks widely fought back. W.E.B. Du Bois wrote, "We return from the slavery of uniform, which the world's madness demanded us to don, to the freedom of civil garb. We stand again to look America squarely in the face. We sing, this country of ours, despite all its better souls have done and dreamed, is yet a shameful land. We return. We return from fighting. We return fighting." J. Edgar Hoover, who went on to head the FBI, got his start by analyzing Black resistance for the U.S. Attorney General. His analysis, with the stereotypes that say so much more about the analyst than about reality, blamed the white riots against Blacks on, quote, "numerous assaults committed by Negroes upon white women," unquote. This is the context in which Perry Bradford wrote and Mamie Smith recorded Crazy Blues. Listen closely to the lyrics. When she sings about the man I love, is she talking only about an individual relationship? Or could she be talking about this country or white America? When she says, "What you gonna need is an undertaker man," is the defiance solely individual, or is it social? How about her line, "Get myself a gun and shoot myself a cop"? Selling 75,000 copies in its first month and millions thereafter, Crazy Blues became an anthem for Black Americans. Here, in its entirety, Crazy Blues, sung by Mamie Smith.
My love for
That was Crazy Blues, written by Perry Bradford and sung by Mamie Smith. One further comment on its context, not from me, but from a prominent black poet of that time. At the height of the physical attacks on black communities in 1919, Claude McKay wrote this poem, "If We Must Die." If we must die, let it be not like hogs, hunted and penned in an inglorious spot, while round us bark the mad and hungry dogs, making their mock at our accursed lot. If we must die, oh, let us nobly die, so that our precious blood may not be shed. In vain, then, even the monsters we defy shall be constrained to honor us, though dead. O kinsmen, we must meet the common foe, though far outnumbered, let us show us brave, and for their thousand blows deal one death's blow, what though before us lies the open grave? Like men, we'll face the murderous, cowardly pack, pressed to the wall, dying, but fighting back. I've been talking about Mamie Smith's Crazy Blues, followed by Claude McKay's poem, If We Must Die.